You tired?
Mm-hmm. Honey, come here. Sit down and lie against me. That's better. So warm. Yeah. Let me wrap my arms around you so I can warm my hands against your belly. No arguing. Hug. I love you. I really do. And you know why? No. Well, let me explain, okay? Promise to be quiet. Pinky promise. Billy tickle promise. Okay. Well, I've loved you ever since we first exchanged words. Something about you just stood out. No, I mean, it was the self-confidence you carried in your speech. Or maybe that magnificent deep voice you have. I don't know. But you drew me in. And the second you walked up to me and said,
"Hey, your beautiful body is in the way of my gorgeous beer. Right there behind you." Do you mind letting a man get to his one true love?
I remember exactly what he said. Now that I think of it, it was probably your ridiculous silliness I fell for. But you were just so fucking sexy as well, baby. Or you'll get some tickles. I know it can get me in trouble. But good. Because I warned you. One more time. Your ribs get to feel the wrath of the Tickle Machine 5000. Yep. Good. I love your pretty hair. Your gorgeous eyes. the way you light up when you look at me. I love you. Big, snuggly bear. I really, really, really like the way you make me feel. I almost feel safe around you. And you're so masculine, burly, tough. You do look tough. And yet, you're really just a big old softy. Just saying you're like Samson. If I was to cut your beard off, and you'd lose all your strength. I still love you, baby. The small things you do for me, like when I'm stressed and rushing in the mornings because I can't get out of bed. Oh, and you make me breakfast. You're one of those ridiculously thoughtful people, and it makes me sigh when I think of how genuinely wonderful you are. Waking up beside you is, it's all I could ever want. I get to have you hold me and cover me. Make love to me. Now when we walk together, the way your hand grips mine makes me smile. Gentle embrace is wonderful, and when I look down, it somehow makes me smile wider. Because I can see exactly how gentle you'd be. You could easily crush my hand, but instead you choose to love me and embrace me carefully. I know it's silly, it matters to me. It matters to me. Look at me. I think the thing that mostly gets to me is how you shine. When you get that look on your face, you know exactly. I mean, when you're engaged in something, your intelligence shining through your eyes, your words cutting like an edge. There's something inspiring about seeing you in your element. You're beautiful. You're so patient with me. I know you like pushing me, but somehow you managed to always find the middle ground. Never pushing too much or too little. It means the world to me. I don't think you ever quite understand just how much. So please. If you're ever in doubt, if you're ever thinking that someone here as beautiful and smart as I am. Not my words, yours. I think I'd ever really like you. Just look into my eyes. You make me light up. Sometimes I think I could just sit around and just look at your beautifully coloured eyes. Just look me in my eyes and say it. Say I love you, my beautiful baby. I'll melt right there and then and there, and I'll melt into a puddle. And you'll have to scoop me up in your strong arms. Oh, and it would just be the worst. Oh, no. I love you. Never forget that. You're the only one. Mm-hmm.